Today and tomorrow, we're asking military leaders, prominent Iraqis, policy analysts, and journalists, when and how should we get out of Iraq? Our next guest, Ali Alawi, was the Minister of Trade and the Minister of Defense under the Interim Iraq Governing Council from 2003 to 2004, and then was Minister of Finance in the Iraqi Transitional Government between 2005 and 2006. He fled Iraq as a teenager and didn't return until after the U.S. invasion. In the interim, he developed a successful career in finance. He now divides his time between Iraq and England, where he teaches at Oxford University. His book, The Occupation of Iraq, Winning the War, Losing the Peace, was published last year. Ali Alawi, welcome to Fresh Air. In January of 2007, you wrote what was supposed to be a straightforward process of overthrowing a dictatorship and replacing it with a liberal-leaning and secular democracy under the benign tutelage of the U.S. has instead turned into an existential battle for identity, power, and legitimacy that is affecting not only Iraq, but the entire tottering state system in the Middle East. Did you ever think that overthrowing Saddam Hussein was going to be like a straightforward, easy process?
Not really. I mean, if you go back to the 1990s when we were all active in the opposition and as the build-up to the war took place, we thought it was really quite a straightforward military issue where the regime would be overthrown in a matter of weeks. And then it was a question of undoing the dictatorship over the last three decades. We never thought that the age-old issues that were hidden under the surface in Iraq would erupt in such a way, and that we would be given a kind of interval to put the new order into place. But this was not to be, obviously.
Do you want the U.S. troops to leave?
Yes, I mean, I do want them to leave, and I've gone on record before as saying that they should leave, but I think they should leave not just under the domestic pressures of the United States, of domestic U.S. politics, but they should leave only after a reasonably stable and orderly system is retained in Iraq and the Middle East as a whole. And I think that requires a shift in U.S. emphasis from just securing the landscape in Iraq, as it were, to one where they proactively work towards a future for Iraq that is in equilibrium inside the country as well as with the regional powers.
What would the consequences be if the United States started to withdraw now or very soon, but before the kind of stable political government that you want to see is in place?
Well, I think what will happen is that the security institutions of the government, namely the army and the police and the intelligence services, will basically fall under the sway of whoever is responsible for the government right now. They'll be factionalized. But the main issue is not whether we have a stable political order. This will not happen for a long time. The main issue is whether we have enough central government security forces that are able to withstand low-level assaults or even higher-level assaults from insurgents and from terrorists. I don't think we are very far from that. And when I say that, I mean maybe 6 to 9 months. We will have enough divisions, perhaps 5 or 6 well-trained divisions. We have a reasonably good police force. There's a big question mark about the intelligence apparatus because it is still not loyal to the Iraqi government. It's in fact managed and operated as an extension of the American intelligence apparatus. This has to change. So sometime around the summer or maybe the autumn of this year, I think we should be in that position. So if the United States gives a date certain, say December 31st, 2008, I think that would not be too far off. And this is what I would in fact call for.
Do you think that there's likely to be a civil war between Sunni, Shia, and Kurds when the United States withdraws?
No, definitely not. I think what you call a civil war has already taken place, and frankly, one side has won. What we have now is a situation where it is highly improbable that the Shia majority would allow itself to be marginalized again. Now, whether they take this as a signal to build a sectarian state is another matter. I hope not. What has happened now is the balance of power inside Iraq has shifted, in my mind, permanently, if you look at Iraq in sectarian terms. What we must do now is to build a non-sectarian basis of politics, which is another set of issues and challenges. where the United States cannot play, I think, a large contributing part.
Now, how do you see your future? You were active in the government as a minister and an advisor after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. We're speaking to you now from London. You're teaching now at Oxford University. Do you plan on becoming an active member of the government again? Do you plan on going back to Iraq? Like, what's project for us how you see your future in the changing Iraq?
I see my future in Iraq, obviously. I mean, I was there only a few weeks ago, and I'm intend to spend far more time there. The main issue to me personally is security, in the sense that I have to have enough comfort that I would not be personally attacked or shot. I've already been a target of two serious assassination attempts, so I have to be careful about these things. But once this is sorted out, and I hope it would be this year, then I see my personal future back in Iraq.
So there have been two assassination attempts against you that you know of, so you don't think it's safe enough for you to go back and be a member of government, and that, I guess, is an example of part of the problem in developing a real political process in Iraq. If it's not safe to be in government, what kind of government can you have?
Well, that's an issue, but I think it's more safe now than it was before. I mean, I was in Baghdad, as I said, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I could only get around with about 15 people as bodyguards. Now, I hope that the average number would not be 15, it would be, say, 5. At that point, I think it would allow us to freely travel around the country.
Ali Alawi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Ali Alawi served in the interim Iraq Governing Council and the Iraq Transitional Government. He teaches at Oxford University.